This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
2 weeks ago, I was called to a distant part of Western Africa, to a place called Sokoto in Nigeria, which is the mouth of the Sahara Desert. I was surprised to see that the people were living in a type of Islamic bubble. They were living in an Islamic world. 99% of the women wearing hijab. 90% of the men actually were wearing Islamic clothes. When the time comes for prayer, if they couldn't make it in the masjid, they pray in the streets. They pray in the front of their business. They pray wherever they can because they recognize that prayer is part of their life. It is not a separate thing that you do when you feel bad or you want something from Allah, but it is part of the rhythm of life. And that is one of the beauties of taqwa when it actually becomes a reality in the life of a person. And we're talking today about longevity. Why is it that in 1804, they established a state of Islam? They were attacked by evil kings, and they opened up 250,000 square kilometers and governed it with Sharia for 100 years before the coming of the British. But still, after the colonial rule, after suffering, they continued. The consciousness is there. The political power, the military power stopped for a while, but the consciousness of the people, it is there still amongst them. And that is a great blessing.